10 minutes to six. CSI Melbourne with Senior Constable Magdalene Papadopoulos. Magdalene, good morning to you.
And good morning to you and your listeners.
Hey, you found some stuff.
We found some stuff, and would you believe it went missing almost two decades ago? I'll give you a bit more info. It harks back to 2004, where an earthworks excavator was working on a property in Sorrento. At the time, he was from Rosebud, and he's gone to do some work on this property. And he has lost his wallet, which contained his ID, some cards, and at that time, a considerable amount of cash. He's digging around. He's then spent several hours looking for it because he's realised he has lost it, and much to his disappointment, he was unable to find it. Well, fast forward to 2022, as I said, almost two decades later, on that particular property, the owner's doing more earthworks. There's been a bit of rain, heavy rain, and in the early hours of the morning, he has located, would you believe, a soiled wallet containing expired cards, expired license. However, those polymer pineapples were located, $425 worth of cash.
Gee, talk about honest John, the bloke who's given it. So did they find the bloke who lost the wallet in the first place?
Indeed they did. So honest John, as we're calling him, has taken the wallet to Sorrento Police Station, and my colleagues there have tracked down the owner, who now lives in Yarrawonga, and they were able to return the property to
him.
Good
on him. That's fantastic.
Hey, I haven't seen the release. Are you seriously calling him Honest John? I did that off the top of my head.
No, you and I are calling him Honest John.
We call him Honest John. Have you ever heard W.C. Fields explain in a movie why he was called Honest John?
No.
Damien will find it for us and let me know when it's ready to go. Magdalene, so they've been digging up the property and they've found the wallet and the cash. Are you reading the stories at the moment about what's happened in Las Vegas, where water levels of the some lakes in Las Vegas have gone down to record lows?
Oh, enlighten me.
Yeah, they're not finding wallets. they are not finding wallets, sadly, but who knows, they might be able to repatriate the remains of these people to their loved ones who haven't seen them for decades. I know you want to tell us about War Medals, but in the meantime, it is a movie in which W.C. Fields is a bartender, and his name's Honest John, and someone asks him why he's called Honest John.
One day he forgot his glass eye. I found it. The next morning when he came in, I says, young man, here's your glass eye. And I gave it back to him. Ever since that day, I've been known as Honest John.
He gave a bloke his glass eye back to him. Ever since then, he was known as Honest John. War Medals, Maglan?
Yes, indeed. Earlier in the week, we were appealing for assistance to locate the family of war veteran David Bruce Walsford, whose medals were located, and I'm glad to report and update your listeners that we have indeed located family, and the medals have been returned to family members. So thank you, everyone, for your assistance.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Magdalene. Good work from your lot, as usual, making people happy today. Magdalene, we'll catch up again tomorrow.
She's gone. Good stories.
Very good stories. What are we doing in WTF? I've got short... I'm going to do Shane Healy again. Righto. There will be people with particular skills. Scorcher, I think, is capital cities. Why don't you present yourself, Scorch, so we can do you after we do Shane in the nicest possible way. Six to six.